because he had an old nature. The way was bad, the knowledge was mad, and he died to God. But the message for all brings hope to us, for the Lord says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, there is a gleam, and there's light in the tunnel, so to speak. For the message for all is, there's a way for all people to get into the presence of the Father in heaven. The truth can be known as we would read the Word of God and the Holy Spirit would reveal these truths. You know, while I was reading John 14, I came to seem to think, Peter said, he didn't know these things. And I wondered why he wouldn't know, because he had a man that had walked 3 years with the Lord in his ministry here upon earth. But you see, that was before the Holy Spirit was given. And the Bible says the Holy Spirit will reveal all truth, and he will remind us of all things that Christ has said. So when sometimes when we're looking at the disciples, if it's before the Spirit was given, they would just be human and not understand all the things that's there. But after the Spirit is given, the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit will, that we have that anointing, that it'll reveal these truths to us concerning the person of Christ and the Word of God. Truth can be known, and life can be enjoyed, all because Christ has said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But you know, it's not only that Christ is the way into heaven, he's the way into the Father's presence. And what a joy it is for you and I to know Christ as our Saviour, and God as our Father. You know, it's maybe not so much for you as yourself, but in the old country, I had to leave home. I had to go into the army. There was no choice whatsoever. You had to go. And I went away down there to London, to the barracks on the other side of London. And it was a joy when I come home and I'd see my mother and father and enjoy the time with them. But sad to say, just like it is, these times, they were all too short. And I can remember we used to live in a hill, and then there was a turn on the street at the bottom, and our house was halfway up, and I remember when I had to go back into the army, I would come to that little turn there on the road and I'd look back and I'd see my mother standing at the door and she would be waving. And you know, I realized that it might have been the last time I would ever see her. But what a joy it is that because Christ is our Savior, and the work that he has done, and the way that he has opened, we'll be with the Father for all eternity. Heaven, yes, it's a great place, and it's home. And what a joy it will be to be in the Father's presence. You know, we look at the Scriptures, and we see salvation and all these truths concerning the person of Christ and what he has done for us. But you know, above all that is the thought that it's the glory that the Father gets out of it. You see, that's the key to the Scriptures. The Father is glorified in the work of the Son, and the Son is glorified through the Father that he has done for you and I. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You know, when I'm doing John 14 and looking at it, I always remember a little outline. It's here in the top of my Bible. There's a new road into the presence of heaven, and it's because of the work that Christ has done. You know, I was talking to a man yesterday, and he came from a little place called Muirkirk. You know, that was the first place that there was a road with blacktop. It was called Macadam. Well, the man who kind of invented the blacktop was John Macadam. And it was 16 miles away from me, and it was close to where this brother came from, a place called Muirkirk, a new road. Then there's a new relationship. He says, I go unto my Father and your Father. In the Old Testament, God the Father was never known as God the Father. It's because of the work that Christ has done that you and I have been brought into the family of God. Then there's a new revelation. He says, if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That's the rapture. That's the truth of the rapture. And then there's a reservation. He says, I go and prepare a place for you. You see, it's a prepared place. What a joy it will be. I wonder what it looked like to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then above all, there'll be a reunion. For the Bible tells us that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. A reunion. You know, I speak to this kind of older friend of mine, and she's always comforted with the thought that we'll know one another when we get to heaven. Isn't it an amazing thing? That we'll know one another when we get to heaven. Husbands, wives, fathers, mothers, we'll know them. The relationships may be changed, but we'll know them. Because the Bible tells us, even in the Mount of Transfiguration, that the disciples knew Moses and Elijah. They had never saw them, but they knew them. 1 Corinthians 15 tells us that the seed that's sown, we know what's sown, and that what's sown will bring forth fruit. We'll be changed, but we'll still be able to recognize one another. What a hope for troubled hearts, for sleepless nights, to know that when time is gone, we'll know him and he'll know us, and we'll enjoy his presence in the Father's presence forevermore. Shall we just close in a word of prayer? O gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank the Father indeed for the truth that is found in thy word. That was a way, there is a place, and there is a way into heaven itself and into the presence of the Father. And it's only because of the Lord Jesus Christ. He himself is the way, the truth, and the life. What a joy it is to know him and to be with him forever. We thank the Father indeed this for this opportunity. We pray that they would take us to our homes in safety, for we ask it in our Saviour's name. Amen.